He is wearing his battered black fedora, perched high on the glistening dome of his forehead. Somehow, an emblematic hat. For things were never quite the same after the wind blew it one winter evening. His near-sighted eyes, behind the thick glasses, are liquid with patriarchal affection and solicitude. His mouth is sensuous, quick to tremble with feeling. "Tovarish," he cries, with a huge embrace that locks me in, snug against his baronial frame, as if to protect us both against everything fretful, anxious, invidious, the adversaries from whom he would flee at last in search of peace. Once, I told him that he was the last rabbi of Western art, and that made him smile, which was a relief, since one could never quite be certain when his face would darken. In an after-dinner conversation one evening, I referred to Picasso, not without admiration, as a kind of monster. And then, for good measure, I added Joyce's name. Mark was troubled by the epithet. I argued that in the modern arts, the terms genius and monster may be interchangeable. His face darkened. "You don't mean me, do you?" he asked. A few months later, he was dead by his own hand. I think of him as a poet among the painters, a lyric imagination in the dominion of the abstract. The scale of his work is more than a matter of dimension. They are a breath of a vision, a glimpse, a memory, perhaps, of an archetypal simplicity and grandeur. Shapes of things interior to time, hewn out of chaos when the pure was plain. That transcendental quality, his effect of a pulsing spiritual life, of an imminent epiphany, was a secret he did not share with others, and maybe only partly understood himself.